Track 10, Penrith Town Council News. This is the latest news from Penrith Town Council for January 2024. In this edition, we will talk about council support for the May Day 2024 with a £5,000 grant. Penrith Town Council approves the 2024-25 budget. Council collaborates with Eden District Talking Newspaper Association to distribute the council news. Council endorses Borderlands funding bid. 20 mph speed limit zones. The resignation of the West Ward councillor. Asset updates, and then give a list of the upcoming council meetings. If you have not received this email directly into your inbox, i.e. by clicking a link on one of our social media posts, please consider subscribing to our mailing lists to receive updates about council news, town initiatives, events, activities and projects direct to your inbox.
Council support May Day 2024 with £5,000 grant. Penrith Town Council has approved a grant of £5,000 to the Lions Club of Penrith to support the annual Penrith May Day Carnival. The Council are pleased to support the Penrith Lions to deliver the May Day Carnival 2024, a free and inclusive street festival which includes a variety of activities such as street stalls, fun fair, musical entertainment, cultural demonstrations, static displays and a celebration of the May Queen. The event will take place on Monday the 6th of May 2024. Mark Ruddle, Deputy Chair of Penrith Town Council and Deputy Mayor of Penrith, said, "I am delighted to see the Council support another of the town's key signature events, and with that one of the town's most giving organisations, the Lions Club of Penrith. The May Day Carnival provides a fantastic opportunity for local residents to come together and celebrate the beginning of summer through a fabulous day of entertainment. Voluntary organisations like the Penrith Lions put so much time and effort into organising these events for the people of Penrith, and I for one can't wait to see what they have in store for us. I hope everyone who attends the event enjoys the day." John Rogerson, Penrith Lion Club's president, said, "Thank you to the Penrith Town Council for this £5,000 grant to support us to deliver the 2024 May Day Carnival. We are confident that you will support us to deliver a fantastic event for the community of Penrith. The May Day Carnival is just one of the many activities we organise throughout the year to raise funds for local and international charities, none of which would be possible without the generosity of the people of Penrith, and we thank you for your continued support during the year. Along with confirmed funding for this year, the principal of an annual £5,000 grant to the Lions Club of Penrith for the delivery of the May Day Carnival over the course of the council term, subject to meeting the terms of a service level agreement, has also been agreed, demonstrating the council's commitment to the success of this event going forward."
Penrith Town Council approves 2024-25 budget. At its meeting of full council on Monday the 29th of January, Penrith Town Council agreed its budget for 2024-25, which includes a total expenditure of £5,081,932, requiring a precept of £487,735. The precept forms part of the annual council tax bill and is the amount of money required to fund Penrith Town Council's 2024-25 budget. The budget includes a 1% increase in Penrith Town Council's portion of the Penrith Households Council tax bill. The 1% increase means that the typical household in Penrith with a property valued in Band D will see an increase of 83p per year from £83.09 per property to £83.92. Doug Lawson, Chair of Penrith Town Council and Mayor of Penrith, said, "The 2024-25 budget reflects the Council's ambitions for a greener, healthier and more prosperous Penrith, with additional budget allocated towards growth items such as tackling climate change, grants for community groups and additional capital for the council to develop projects for borderlands funding, enabling the council to potentially unlock hundreds of thousands of pounds of grant expenditure for Penrith. This ambition to deliver better for Penrith has meant a 1% increase for households, which follows three successive years of 0% increase. I look forward to working with the other councillors and officers of the council to deliver the ambition set out in the budget. Charlie Shepherd, Chair of Penrith Town Council's Finance Committee, said, "As Chair of Council's Finance Committee, and having worked with my councillor colleagues over recent months, I'm pleased to present a budget the council has improved. For more information about the Penrith Town Council proposed budget of 2024-25, please visit the Penrith Town Council website."
Council collaborate with Eden District Talking Newspaper Association to distribute council news. Penrith Town Council has agreed to collaborate with the Eden District Talking Newspaper Association to distribute monthly editions of Penrith Town Council news. The Eden District Talking Newspaper Association currently records and distributes readings of items of interest from the Cumberland and Westmorland Herald to visually impaired locals each week. January 2024's edition of Penrith Town Council News will be the first to be recorded and distributed to visually impaired Penrith locals. Councillor Hilary Schnell, Chair of Communities Committee, said, "I am delighted to see Penrith Town Council taking further steps to increase the community's access to information, enabling those with a visual impairment to access news of the Council's work. Through this arrangement, the Council will be able to reach visually impaired people each month. All parts of the community should be kept informed, and it is important that we as a Council do all we can to reach all people within our area." John Poland, Chair of the Eden District Talking Newspaper Association, said, "It is great to see the Council making an effort to communicate with those with a visual impairment. The Eden District Talking Newspaper Association provide weekly readings of the news, giving around 70 recipients the independence to do things on their own they would otherwise have needed help for. However, we know there are more people out there who are blind or visually impaired who may not know about this free service. So if you know of anybody who is registered blind or visually impaired who would be interested in receiving weekly readings of the news, please contact our coordinator and secretary, Janice Young, on 0744 352 8991 or janiceyoung@btinternet.com or myself on 0771 003 5451, who will be able to set you or someone you know up on our weekly distribution set. The Council resolved to provide the Eden District Talking Newspaper Association with a monthly copy of Penrith Town Council news to include in their recordings at its meeting of Communities Committee on Monday the 18th of December 2023. More information can be found on the Council website.
Council endorses Borderlands funding bid. At its extraordinary meeting of full council on Tuesday the 16th of January 2024, Penrith Town Council agreed to endorse its arts and culture business case submission to the Borderlands Place Programme Partnership Board to potentially draw down external funding towards town centre improvements. The business case submissions relate to improving the heritage and interpretation in the town centre and the improvement of the Penrith Players Playhouse. The Council are proud to be working with the Penrith Players, giving them opportunity to draw down funding to transform the playhouse into a cultural hub. 20 mile per hour speed limit zones. Thank you to everyone who responded to our survey on applications to potentially designate areas in Penrith as 20 mile per hour zones. We received 272 responses to the survey. Response data and comments will now be taken to Planning Committee on Monday the 5th of February 2024, where the different applications will be considered for formal support from Penrith Town Council. Resignation of West Ward Councillor. Former Penrith West Ward Councillor Jeff Thompson has resigned. The Council would like to thank Mr Thompson for his service on the Council since his election in May 2023 and wish him well for his future endeavours. A formal notice of vacancy will follow in the coming weeks.
Asset updates. Damaged tree at Fair Hill following storm. Following Storm Aisha, one of the mature pine trees at Fair Hill playing field was damaged. The Council commissioned Lowther Forestry to inspect the tree, who reported that a dominant limb was torn off, resulting in a large stem wound close to where the remaining two limbs are attached. It was reported that the remaining limbs may weaken over time. A pedestrian desar line passes under these two limbs, and as such the tree is to be felled. The Council may seek to replace the tree later on in the year. Trees removed at Thackerbeck Field. Westmorland and Furness Council has felled a number of dead and dying ash trees on land adjacent to Thackerbeck Field. The trees were identified as having ash diebeck, with Penrith Town Council reporting the issue and liaising with Westmorland and Furness Council for the removal of the trees. Annual Fair Hill Play Area Inspection Report. The Council had its annual play inspection report for Fair Hill Play Area undertaken in January. The Council is pleased to report that only a few minor defects were identified. Minor defects will be addressed by the Council, including areas of worn grass that will be overseeded in the spring. For more information about the assets owned by Penrith Town Council, please visit services and assets, penrithtowncouncil.gov.uk. If you notice an issue with one of our assets, please do not hesitate to get in touch via office at penrithtowncouncil.gov.uk or by phone 01768 899 773. Upcoming council meetings. Any member of the public can attend council meetings. The council's upcoming meetings are detailed below with dates, times and venues. Full council meeting, Monday 25th of March 2024, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Unit 2, Church House, 19 to 24 Friargate. Finance Committee, Monday the 18th of March 2024, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Boardroom, Unit 1, Church House, 19 to 24 Friargate. Planning Committee, Monday the 5th of February 2024, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Unit 2, Church House, 19 to 24 Friargate. Communities Committee, Monday the 26th of February 2024, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Boardroom, Unit 1, Church House, 19 to 24 Friargate.
Well, that's all we have time for this week. Once you have finished listening to the news, please put the memory stick back into the wallet and return it. Do not forget to reverse the address label. We do hope you have heard something of interest. Our producer this week was Claire Bland, with Chris Garlick and Martin Rigby as our technicians. Busy in the back room were Anne Kerr and Jane Baldwin. So for now, it's goodbye from the Soroptimists and Friends team. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.